You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Friday's edition of the podcast where we're looking ahead to the racing at Fontwell, Wetherby and Newcastle on this edition. We've also got action on the all-weather at Lingfield and Dundalk. Plenty of racing to come on Friday afternoon then. You can hear it all live from 1:50pm with Gordon Brown, Ross Briley and Ollie Pimlott in the studio on Friday. Joining myself, Sam Norris, though, on today's podcast, have a spin through the racing news as well as offer up four selections for the racing on Friday, is Mr. Chris Pimlott. How are you, Pimmers?
I'm very well indeed, Sam. Very well indeed. Beautiful spring day here in Yorkshire. And, well, long may it continue, that's what I say, because it's arrived.
The flat is back.
It's back, buddy. You can't believe it. We only just had Cheltenham there a couple of days ago, and now we've got the flat back. And then we've got that thing called the Grand National, the world's greatest steeplechase, in just a little bit over a week's time. So it's going to be a wonderful week of racing for us all, isn't it? Fantastic.
Yeah, definitely a fantastic few weeks in prospect across both codes. Looking forward to the flat season then, Pimmers, I'll take it.
I am really looking forward to it, yeah. I mean, as I say, it seems to just arrived on us, hasn't it? Having sort of gone through those winter months wondering about Chelmsford and Wolverhampton and everywhere else like that. And now we've got the real thing on the grass at Town Moor this weekend, and massive, massive entries. I think the Brocklesby, the first sort of two-year-old race of the year, has been split.
Right.
So I can't remember when that last was split. But anyway, there you go. It tells us there's plenty of two-year-olds out there ready to rock and roll already. And,
I think Gareth, who's obviously going to be calling the action at Doncaster, informs me that at time recording, 127 runners are declared.
Right, OK. So that actually means they have to bring in another commentator.
It does, yes. Unfortunately for Gareth, it has to be 125 or more by midday on the Friday. So if there's a few non-runners overnight...
Yeah, I don't think... he'll be OK.
You think he'll be OK? Right.
Yeah, definitely. I think he's going to be having another voice to help him out on that.
Yes.
Tricky there, but I mean, that's takes some doing, won't it?
Yes. Let's take a quick spin through some of the racing news as well then, Pimmers. Front page of the Racing Post today. It's a good day for Robbie Power, who's been given the retainer job for the Allen and Anne Potts operation, so he'll be riding the pick of their horses. Jessica Harrington still has first dibs, if you like, on Robbie Power, but when available he can go and ride the colours of Anne and Alan Potts, which means he's riding over at Taunton on Thursday, the first time he's ridden the track at Taunton. He'll be riding out at the Tizard Yard on Friday morning. It means that Robbie Power's going to get some really nice rides at Aintree, the likes of Fox Norton and Finian's Oscar amongst them, and arguably deserves it. You can, as a jockey, there can be no better advert for your services than winning the Gold Cup for Connections.
I think there's two things there. Obviously, he came good on Super Sunday as well.
Yes.
He got high praise from Jessica Harrington regarding, you know, the work that he does at home as well, not just on the racetrack with the horses and helping her and that sort of thing. So obviously, you know, he had a great time for the Pottses, and they've rewarded him now with a stable jockey job, so to speak. They've got some lovely, lovely horses. They're very keen followers. They put plenty of money in, and long may that relationship continue to flourish, because he comes over as a good guy, Robbie Power. He's obviously a talented rider. And as I say, the Pottses are great supporters of the National Hunt Game. So, yeah, for me, it's win-win-win.
Yeah, definitely. Which is rare to say sometimes in this game.
Yeah, it doesn't always happen. I mean, he hasn't had a fantastic start, because as we're recording this, he's already ridden the first of the Potts' horses at Taunton. I'm afraid that got pulled up as looking as if it had injured itself.
So, yes, sizing by midnight, was it?
You're sizing by midnight, yeah. So, you know, these things do happen. And again, They've got plenty to look forward to, though, that is for sure.
Definitely. We've got plenty to look forward to as well with the remainder of the jump season. Henry de Bromhead this morning has announced a bit of a mouthwatering clash for Sandown, the jumps finale, the celebration chase, where Altior has been touted for a while by Nicky Henderson, and Henry de Bromhead announcing this morning that Special Tiara is going to be heading in that direction as well. I suppose in any other season, Pimmers, we'd be absolutely salivating at the prospect of the champion chase winner bumping heads with the Arkle winner. And this season is no different, despite the fact that Special Tiara wasn't the horse we all expected to go and win the champion chase. He's ran consistently well in the race before, and should be probably Altior's biggest career test to date.
I think you've got two things there. You've got, you know, Special Tiara winning when we didn't think he was going to be good enough to win, and on the day he was good enough. And Altior, who didn't win like the superstar we thought he was going to be. So, you know, you've got little question marks over both of them. I think it's going to be a big, big test for Altior because, again, Special Tiara's got so much more experience than Altior that they might just have to take it to him and you know, test his jumping skills. Although, to be fair, Altior is a very, very natural jumper. But, yeah, it's a mouth-watering duel that we've got to look forward to, and that'll just keep the old taste buds vibrant till the back end of April when the season starts and finishes again.
Certainly will. He does like to go off in front as well, Special Tiara. Is that likely to throw Altior off at all, or will he be happy for Special Tiara to take them along?
I think if Special Tiara is confident and happy to make the running, I'm sure Altior will be more than happy just to take a lead.
Okay. How would you price them up? How would you bet it at this stage?
At this moment in time, I'd have them pretty close, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd have an awful lot between them. I'd just be siding with Altior.
Okay. Of course, we don't know what else is going to turn up in the race.
But we're working
well
on the theory that what we see is what we've got with Special Tiara. What we see might not be all that we've got from Altior, hopefully.
Yes, he's the more likely of the pair to improve.
Correct.
Okay, excellent stuff. Anything else on your mind then, Pimmers, before we turn our attention on to Friday's racing?
No, not really. Like I say, it's all good stuff. Obviously, you know, this time next week we'll have been getting all giddy about the Grand National. A fantastic 3 days of racing on Merseyside next week. Let's hope the weather holds out, because that makes the beautiful ladies of Lancashire come out in all the glory.
Indeed.
And all the finery, or lack of finery, so to speak.
Perhaps.
So, yeah, there's lots to look forward to in this world of racing, and I can't wait. In fact, sleepless nights.
Again?
Yes.
Sleepless nights before Cheltenham, sleepless nights again.
Yeah, indeed. It's all to look forward to.
Punchestown as well is not too far away from their fabulous festival.
That's right, yeah. Again, another festival of racing in Punchestown, and there's a team that I think is going to do very well this year. They're just having a winner going past the post at Wolverhampton.
What, Godolphin?
Godolphin, yeah. I think they're going to have a great year.
Big year
and
for them.
I should tell you why. Because they've employed our very own Sebby Tubby.
Yes, they have.
Seb Saunders, gone there as a work rider. And you just read the list of work riders they've got, you know, Willie Ryan, a few other
Appleby
boys.
Yard.
Yeah. Now that's cementing a team together of hardened professionals who know the job inside out, who know what those gallops are like at Newmarket, who know what it's like to ride a good horse. And I think John Ferguson is putting a wonderful team together to cement that those boys in blue are going to go forward and onwards. For me, they took a bit of a step forward last year. I can continue them going up and up again, and more than likely getting to somewhere where we think they should be.
Okay.
I think it's a positive move by them.
Okay, good stuff. They've got a few quid to spend as well, so they should be buying some nice types.
Yeah, but that's never been a shortage, has it? That's never been an issue, but some of the buying has left questions to be answered.
Yes. Yes, no, I'd agree with that. Let's move on then to Friday's racing. We've got four picked out, two from Weatherby, one from Fontwell, and one on the all-weather at Newcastle on the tap. So we begin at Weatherby, though, with the 3:20. Got a handicap hurdle coming up for us first. 2 miles, 5 furlong is the trip. 12 runners down to contest it at the time of recording. A nice look to this race, Pimmers. What were your thoughts?
Very competitive. Back in the day, you know, we keep spouting on about being, you know, how strong National Hunt racing was in the North in the early 80s, 90s. Well, this race, you've got David Pipe, Charlie Longson, Nicky Henderson, Dan Skelton, all travelling from their southern bases to the Weatherby track. It's a competitive race. There's nothing that really jumps off the page at me. I suppose you'd have to take a look at Stay Out of Court for the David Pike yard. That covers the colours of the Rooneys. He's been nothing but consistent, to be fair, Stay Out of Court. He's ran well enough without quite getting his head in front. on the last couple of runs that we've seen him, and he certainly would come into the equation again tomorrow afternoon, having not seen him for 60 days. He supports the cheap pieces, and David Noonan, who lost his right to claim yesterday, I still think he'll be able to claim his three tomorrow.
Yes,
I think it's a couple of working days before he then becomes fully fledged. So yeah, he's certainly a player. And the one I thought was interesting was Swoop to Contra, to be fair, the Nicky Henderson runner. Jeremiah McGrath taking them out on that five-year-old. He disappointed last time out, to be fair, when he was pulled up at Donny. But if you can forgive him that, and to be honest, he never went a yard that day. He was a 4-1 shot. There was an issue with him for whatever reason. Prior to that, his form wasn't too bad. He definitely comes into the equation tomorrow. And I also thought Bubba and Squeak, again, another Southern challenger, blinkered for the first time for Dan and Harry Skelton. Again, he ran too badly, to be true, last time out. If you can forgive him that and think that the blinkers might just rejuvenate him, then Bubba and Squeak could well be a player as well. But I'm going to take a chance with Nicky Henderson's Swoop to Conquer.
Swoop to Conquer then gets the nod in that 3:20 race at Wetherby for Pimmers. We say at Wetherby then half an hour later, we have a handicap chase over the same trip. 2 mile, 5 furlongs again for the 3:50. Just a field of six lining up here. What did you make of the sextet?
I thought they were an interesting little bunch, to be fair. Open-hearted, looked like he was going to be a very good horse as a younger horse. Hasn't quite gone that far and ran okay last time out in defeat. Vault Face ran plenty well enough when finishing second at Toaster behind Shelford last time out. That was over 3 miles, dropping back in trip tomorrow afternoon. Swing Hard was a course and distance winner here last time out when beating Liana Ban by an easy 6 lengths there. Atimo was disappointing last time out when pulled up. That was at Catterick over 2 miles three when he was never at the races, to be perfectly honest. Harry Hunt, again, was way down the field at Ludlow behind Theatre Bar last time we saw him. And Treat Yourself, again, ran well enough, but only of five at Musselburgh last time out. And again, more than likely has a little bit to find. So not the strongest race in the world. The horse that comes into the race in the back of the best form is Swing Hard, and he'll do for me.
Swing Hard the choice then for Sue Smith and Danny Cook in that 3:50 at Wetherby. We go down to Fontwell then for the 4:10 handicap hurdle here at Fontwell over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. Field of 11 lining up to contest this Fontwell heat. Anyone catching the eye here?
My idea of the winner here, and more than likely will be your favourite, is Carn Spindle, trained by Warren Greatrix and ridden by stable jockey Gavin Sheehan. He won nicely here he won at Exeter last time out in good fashion, I thought. This is obviously a harder competition for him tomorrow afternoon. But again, he looks as though he has possibly the most progressive profile of this 11-runner field. So Carn Spindle will do for me for Warren Greatrix and Gavin Sheehan.
Carn Spindle gets the nod then in that Fontwell 4:10. We go on the Tapperton out at Newcastle for their 7:15 race, a 7 furlong handicap upcoming here, and we've got a field of 11 down to contest this one. A fiercely competitive look about this as well, Pimmers.
Oh, a smashy little race this. Again, not bad prize money on offer, just over five grand to the winner. 11 of them go to post, and to be honest, if you look deep enough into the race, 11 could go there with a bit of a squeak.
Mm.
I would think Fool Lad will be your favourite there tomorrow, the Roy Bowringer runner. He was a winner here actually at Newcastle last time out when he beat Art Obsession by a length and three quarters. That was certainly a good run by him. He ran on really well on that occasion, and he certainly comes into the equation again tomorrow, having been a course winner in the past. You've got course and distance winners in the shape of Testa Rossa, and also you've got Amood, course and distance winners, and also down the bottom, Espresso Freddy, also a C and D winner. So you've got plenty of horses that have shown their ability here at Newcastle. But I'm going to take a chance with Tinky Winky.
All right.
In the shape of Attlebeer Boy. I mean, he ran some fine races in defeat last year. We haven't seen him for 154 days. Whether Tinky will have him fit enough to do himself justice after that absence remains to be seen. He's got the very capable Lewis Edmonds on board, taking that valuable £5 off his back. And I think Attlebeer Boy could well be a player in that 7:15. At Newcastle.
Attlebeer Boy then, the choice in that 7:15. You've not been given the word then on this one?
No, I haven't been given the word at all, to be fair. And as I say, I'm just taking on trust that he'll strip fit enough to do himself justice tomorrow night.
Okay, Attlebeer Boy is the selection. Thank you very much for that, Pimmers, as ever. Just give us a quick recap, please, of your four selections, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, in the race at Wetherby at 3:20, something that we always strive to do here at William Hill, and that's Swoop to conquer in the 350 race.
Not stay out of court. We strive to do that as well.
Yeah, maybe we try to stay out of court more than we do the other one, yeah.
But it is the Henderson horse.
It is the Henderson horse, yes, indeedy, that we're going to go for, Swoop to conquer. In the following race, the 2 mile 5 handicap chase, local winner hopefully in the shape of Swing Half, Sue Smith and Danny Cook. At Fontwell in the handicap hurdle at 4:10, which siding with Warren Greatrix is trained Carn Spindle. And at Newcastle, my old ally and, partner in crime, Tinky Winky Saddles, Athol Blair Boy, and he'll be the selection.
Thank you very much, Chris Pimlott, then, with his thoughts ahead of Friday's racing. You can hear every race live on William Hill Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. on Friday with Gordon Brown, Ross Briley and Ollie Pimlott bringing you the action from Fontwell, Weatherby, Lingfield in the afternoon. And in the evening, we've got action at Newcastle and Dundalk as well. Thanks for that, Pimmers, and enjoy the action over the next few days and weeks.
Can't wait.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.